everyone, and welcome to episode 6 of the Purposeful Poetry Podcast with me, Jason Nelson. Today's poem is called Reflections for Growth, number 1. You must fight for what you desire, your purpose, because it won't fight for you. Own your individual narrative and the spirit that brings it to life. Create your confidence in who and what you are. Remove the crutches of limitation, excuses, fears, and doubts to help clarify what is important about now and tomorrow. It's okay to occasionally take a knee and rest, but rise up again, regain your footing, and unlock your intimacy with your inner self. Be calm and centered. Manage your emotional reactivity through perspective and mindfulness. This is the key to feeling alive and being a better person. Pain can be an amazing lesson, just like any mistake we make. But don't let any mistake take root in the garden of your mind. Don't let the nightmares of the past blanket your dreams in fog. Be the wind of change to help keep the fog at bay, and let your dreams shine through with the sun. Time is precious, so don't waste it letting your internal beauty and mental energy leak out until you're exhausted. There's always time for improvement of thought. To serve others is important for self-discovery. The way to inner peace is to identify the main object of your life. Once you discover your set of unique inner gifts, nurture them with love and self-discipline. We all have something we're meant to do. Often, it's what we truly love to do. Focus on it, let it mature, and be the creator of your future. Each precious moment is a gift. Use time wisely. Stay focused. Don't let your purpose slip. Never put off living and doing the things that are important to your well-being. Try and remain excited and productive to live every moment to the maximum. Be brave, set no limits, wipe out the possibility of failing, resolve to lift your life every day. You'll never be the same, and your life will be richer if you choose compassion to do daily acts of kindness for others. Wage a war against your weaker thoughts, unlimited creativity, discipline and practice of mindfulness will ensure they leave like unwanted strangers. Don't let intimate, social and collective loneliness creep in and affect your connectedness. First connect to and love yourself. Be willing to listen and seek genuine connection in relationships rather than connection for self-validation. Learn to lean into and accept your own vulnerabilities. This is where courage is created and for where the magic can truly grow. I wrote this poem a fair few months ago when I was reflecting, possibly about a year ago, when I was reflecting on the growth I had made following my hospitalisation because of a suicide attempt. So this was my first true big reflection on where I'd come from, the journey I'd made, and my plans for the future. And I wanted to share that with you and hope it inspires you to make some change in your life too. Thank you.